Your cock is small, limp, relaxed, and precious. When my nose first lovingly rubs up against it, impatiently you try to feed it into me, pushing it from lip to lip, trying softly to drag my mouth open, to wiggle in, past my forming smile. I like what you're saying with the attempt. I want it too. But for now, I replace the hand on your cock with mine, pull the foreskin off your head, and lavish you with more wet caresses until you understand to give yourself up, to leave your cock in my care. It's time now to wrap my lips around you. It starts as another kiss, a heartfelt, open-mouth kiss on the head of your cock, my lips touching you where your foreskin meets your glands. They press against you, softly, like a kiss, before mantling over the crown of your hood and sliding over your skin until they meet your pubes and your balls, and more importantly, you are wholly in my mouth. I welcome you, let you come to rest. A smile is exchanged, digging dimples into your cheeks and crinkling my eyes. Can you feel it on your cock when the muscles in my lips tighten? I don't know. But you feel my tongue that's starting to twist around you. You see my smile disappear from my closing eyes, brows furrowing into the look of loving someone's taste. You know your cock is in the right mouth, so you lean back, focus on the feelings, and grow for me. There is no rush, no pressure to keep hardening steadily. I get to lick your cock. I'm taken care of. Though I would be lying if I said I didn't love whenever the ebb and flow of your stiffening meant getting a little more of you in my mouth. More and more, little by little, as you grow erect, as your cock takes shape just for me. Only in the dark of my mouth, where no one else gets to see it, but I feel it. Oh, I feel it, filling up, proud, pulsing from the loving attention I'm smearing onto its exposed head, gently pressing, roughly caressing. Soon, you're hard enough, still pliable, still needing nurture, but awoken. My mouth retracts, exposing your wet shaft to the cold world for just a moment. Then I dive back down, gripping the skin of your cock lightly with my lips, giving you that snug thrusting you crave. My lips drive over you with more pressure on your top ridge, like an airplane's wing generates lift. I lift your cock, more erect with every thrust, be it from blood rushing into your manhood, or friction from how my mouth strokes over you. I enjoy the heat coming off your red hard cock now. With no more room to expand, the pressure in your hard-on builds into an ache. Moans escape you. The instinct to fuck spreads from the epicenter of your pleasure. You're almost overstimulated glands through your tightening balls to the muscles in your thighs and through your toughening nipples and your flushed face to your temples, where it takes hold, where it commands you to meet the motion of my head and thrust up into me to fuck my mouth. Tentative grinding up into my snug hole, your hand seeking the side of my face, all lead up, all asking. I answer, taking your hand and placing it firmly on the back of my head. Amid my bobbing, you notice another movement, a nod. It's all you needed. You shove me down. You fill my mouth with naked cock. My lips strip it of its hood whenever it comes in. Over and over, you're darting into me, driven by your ache. You fuck. You need. Your sensitive glands scrapes over my tongue, hits the ridges in the roof of my mouth, searching with each thrust for more sweet pain. Suddenly, you grow beyond yourself, eliciting excited moans from me, cheering for and around your ever-fucking cock. Powerful. Vulnerable. Huge now, but oh, so desperate. When you shoved your pained head as deeply as you could, you pressed the underside into my tongue, and here I feel it now. Your cum coursing upward. My eyes fly open when your orgasm erupts and you flood me with it, spurt after spurt, bucking as if to throw it into me, plunging into a sea of your own doing. Then your grunts quieten, your grip in my hair relaxes. Your cock keeps pulsing, still lazily pumping, but the ache is gone. Wet warmth. Some suction as I take your cum further into me. Just an echo of the intense stimulation moments ago. But you're in a different state now. You wince. I understand. I'm gentle. I love. I let you shrink and wrinkle in the dark peace of my mouth. When I release you, you're small again, but I can still taste you, and my mouth remembers you big.